Let's do a small surrender practice. Bring your attention to your eyes. Eyes could be open or closed, doesn't matter. And we'll go through all the sense doors one by one, and we will surrender that sense door and the activity of that sense door to the higher intelligence of life. You call it God, call it consciousness, call it universe, any word you like, that higher intelligence of life, you're going to surrender it to that. So I invite you to surrender your eyes and all that is seen and not seen and the activity of seeing and even that part of you that thinks it is seeing. Surrender the sense of seeing, eyesight, to the highest. I'm just going to use one word, the divine, which represents all that I'm saying. Surrendering the eyes to the divine. Surrendering the ears, the physical ears, the apparatus of hearing. I surrender the ears to the divine. The activity of hearing to the divine. Whatever has been heard or has not been heard, I surrender that to the divine. And even that which thinks it is hearing, I surrender that part of myself to the divine. To the highest intelligence of life. And the sense of smell, the apparatus of smell, the ability to smell, I surrender this to the divine. The activity of smelling, I surrender to the divine. All that has been smelled and hasn't been smelled, and even that which thinks it is smelling, I surrender that completely to the divine, to the intelligence of life. And taste, the ability to taste, the apparatus of taste, the activity of taste, I surrender to the divine. All that has been tasted and has not been tasted, I surrender to the divine. That which knows taste, I surrender to the divine. And the sense of touch, the ability to touch, texture, the apparatus of touch, all that has been touched or has not been touched, I surrender this completely to the divine, to the intelligence of life. Even that which knows touch, I surrender to the divine. I surrender every kind of touch sensation to the divine. And emotions, the ability to have emotions, the apparatus of emotions, whatever emotions have been felt or have not been felt, I surrender all of this to the divine, to the intelligence of life. Even the ability to have an awareness of these emotions, I surrender to the divine. I surrender the entire spectrum of emotions to the divine. And thoughts. The ability to think, the apparatus of thought, thoughts that have been thought and not yet been thought. I surrender this entire capacity of thinking to the divine. All that has been thought hasn't been thought. All the pride in my thinking ability or disappointment in my thinking ability, I surrender completely to the divine. Including that which knows thought, I surrender to the divine. And stemming from thought, beliefs, every belief, the apparatus of belief, the capacity to have beliefs. Beliefs that serve me and don't serve me, are helpful and are not helpful, formed consciously or unconsciously, I surrender this entire spectrum of beliefs. Solidified thoughts are beliefs. I surrender them back to the divine, back to the intelligence of life, to change or update as required, even that which knows these beliefs. I surrender back to the divine. And my life story, which is just another kind of thought. The ability to have a story, the apparatus of a story. Every story I've ever told or not yet told, I surrender to the intelligence of life. Everything I've ever said about myself, believed about myself, about my family, about my journey, I surrender this to the intelligence of life now. It's no longer mine. I give it up. And let it be changed, transformed, updated as required. I surrender to the divine, my story. And cellular memories, things that we may not consciously be aware of, things that happen in childhood or even later, that are held in the body, held in the tissues, in the nerves, in the cells. That ability to have cellular memory, the apparatus of cellular memory, let's surrender it back to the intelligence of life, to the divine. Helpful, unhelpful cellular memories, let's serve them, surrender it all back. Including that which knows cellular memories. Maybe even memories not of this lifetime. Patterns not of this lifetime. Maybe belonging to our ancestors or belonging to our family line or belonging to anything else. Surrendering it all back to the divine. To the intelligence of life. And everything said, everything done, any other kind of action, that capacity for action, that apparatus of action, surrendering that to the divine, to the intelligence of life, even that which knows, or thinks it is the doer of action, surrendering that part of ourselves to the divine. and every possible possession, everything we think we own or know or have that belongs to us, could be people or things. It came from somewhere. It will go back to that somewhere. In this moment, let us surrender all our possessions, all our belongings, all our attachments to the divine, to the intelligence of life, including that which thinks it owns and has these things, that's proud of these things. In this moment, let us surrender all of it back to the intelligence of life, to the divine. And even that last part of yourself that thinks it is doing the surrendering, that thinks it is capable of surrendering or not surrendering, that entire apparatus is now surrendered completely to the intelligence of life. And over the next few minutes, an ever expanding, ever deepening, ever more comprehensive sense of surrender, every last pocket of our being is now being infiltrated with the intelligence of life, returned back to the divine. Let it happen naturally, let it expand and deepen naturally. For once in your life, unclench, let go. Don't be the controller. For once in your life, unclench, let go. Let go completely. can all take 3 slow, deep breaths. If you like, you can rub your palms, make them nice and warm. Bring them over your eyes. Over your face. How wonderful.